DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Southern California say 72-year-old Hu Can Tran carried out the Saturday night shooting at a dance hall that was celebrating the Lunar New Year. 10 people were killed, and authorities say Tran fatally shot himself as police approached his van. As for a motive, Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says that's not known.
Sheriff's homicide detectives are working around the clock, gathering additional information and working on determining the motive behind this extremely tragic event.
President Biden's ordered flags lowered to half staff. An ABC News Ipsos poll finds a majority of people believe both President Biden and former President Trump acted inappropriately with their handling of classified documents. The family of Tyree Nichols will view police body camera footage of a traffic stop on Monday. Authorities say Nichols tried to flee that stop, then died in a confrontation with officers. Five officers were fired Friday. This is ABC News. A business forecast is looking increasingly gloomy.
A growing number of business leaders believe we're heading into a recession.
Just over half of them think the probability of a recession is greater than 50%.
Ken Simonson with the National Association for Business Economics says that was the big takeaway from its latest business conditions survey. As for hiring?
For the first time since the pandemic, more firms expect to reduce their headcount than to add employees in the next 3 months.
For now, respondents say sales are increasing at their respective companies, but they expect that to slow too. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Pierce County in Washington State released almost 500,000 partial Social Security numbers in October by mistake. It came as it responded to a public records request. The county auditor's office said the error was quickly spotted and steps have been taken to make sure it does not happen again. Avatar: The Way of Water led the box office and became the sixth movie ever to earn more than $2 billion. Brian Clark, ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song.
It's honestly, it's almost like there is, and who is it, Aaron? Who is pulling the strings that's saying, all right, now Joe Biden is done. He served his purpose. We got the Democrats, you know, in charge in the White House, at least. We've gotten through the midterms, and, you know, the Republicans really only took the House. Now he's done, and they're over him. But who's doing that? I think that's the big question so many people have, right?
No.
Lara Trump, forensic expert.
She's soothing.
I did make Frank Liguzzi laugh really hard when I called her Jessica Fletcher. Well, wondered when she studied at Quantico.
She is the Jessica Fletcher of Mar-a-Lago.
She's okay. She also went on to say, "This is who set Biden up." Who's everyone wonders? Is it Obama? Is it Ron Klain?
Nobody's wondering.
We don't know, but it does show us that these Democrats are basically complicit with the downfall of America. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is up there doing everything he can to destroy the greatness of our country. And what are they going to do now that they're done with him as a useful idiot? They will discard him. So Rudy Giuliani and Representative Rapey McForehead, Matt Gaetz have floated conspiracy
inside
theories.
Job.
Right. That it's a something, get rid of Biden
they're
thing,
dumb.
Set up something. Okay. By the way, speaking of Frank Liguzzi, if you missed that interview, how would I hear the interview with Frank Liguzzi?
It is going to be featured in today's Happy Hour Extra in your podcast feed.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, so much for the she's not my type defense. Trump mistook photo of E. Jean Carroll for ex-wife Marla Maples in deposition. That wasn't.
Oops.
Moment. He said she's not my type, and then the lawyer showed him a picture, and he said, yeah, that's my wife, Marla Maples. And she said, no, that's E. Jean Carroll, who is apparently not your type. Okay. What? Okay. Meanwhile, back on Earth One, Jim Clyburn, about what did President Biden say? There's no there.
Yes.
What do we keep saying about this classified?
Right.
To begin with, I think all of us are concerned about this. The president has expressed concern about the handling of this as well. I don't think that any one of us believe that he packed up his boxes himself to move out of his office. And as you know, I just left my whip office. A lot of boxes were packed up. I think I may have packed one of them. So you have no idea who may have put what in what boxes.
Can I just say, I've never been able to afford anyone to pack my boxes, but I'm trying to feng shui since Fanny Sitka's moving in, girlfriend's moving in. So you would not believe the boxes I have in my attic. It is really pathetic. Like, you know, trophies from when I was 8. Who knows? I don't know who packed those boxes. I'm going to point the finger at my mother. I don't know.
Costumes?
Essays from fourth grade. I don't know why I have these things.
Do you have your Torn Between Two Lovers costumes?
I might. I'm going to go
Wait,
up there.
What?
Yeah.
You don't know the story?
No.
Oh, that was like an old thing. That was the first skit. That was the first skit I did in high school. My mom ripped.
Well, she sewed
10 dresses up the front and down the back, and then she sewed them back together. So every time the chorus torn between two lovers, a boy would come out from each side and rip one side of the dress off, and it got. I was the triumph of the DeSales Catholic High School.
When did that song come out?
Skit thing.
When was that song big?
Listen, my point is, that was my first laugh. And my mother, who turns 100 on Sunday, I am flying on a red eye Saturday night.
So you're singing that song?
And home Sunday night for my mother's 100th birthday. And that was my mom. She sewed all of my costumes. I wanted to be a butch one year. And I don't know whether that was a precursor of my lesbian leanings.
A bush.
She went out and got actual leaves and branches and sewed them on a giant pantyhose.
So she indulged you.
Yes.
Okay.
She so this wrapped me in aluminum when I wanted to be Joan of Arc, and then I was late to school because I couldn't sit down on the bus. So I gave the teacher the late slip on the end of my sword as Joan of Arc. That got my second biggest laugh.
Were you lit on fire?
No, I didn't go. I wasn't that realistic.
Okay.
So I wasn't that committed to character.
In the mid '90s, your mom sewed a Torn Between Two Lovers outfit for you to perform at school.
Because I'd heard it on the oldies station. Because I graduated
in the mid
'90s. High school in 99, didn't I? I think that's when it was. Uh-huh. All right, let's move on. Let's talk to our sweaty church.
You're not sure, are you?
You don't know what year you graduated.
You're not sure.
Lucretia, I guess
I know
I am.
What year
I graduated in 1999.
That's too bad you're...
That's why I remember, Lucretia, the Prince song always sticks in my head, because I partied like it was 1999, because that's the year I graduated high school.
Was it your theme song at your high school graduation?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes. Hi, Lucretia.
Oh, wow. What the hell is going on?
We're taking the temperature of your relative sweatiness and whoredom this morning. How are you?
Well, I am doing excellent. How are you guys doing?
Wow. That's awesome.
Wow, hello.
Yep. Wow.
Much like George Santos, your chiffon is wet?
Oh, my God. Yes. And speaking of which, that's where I was going with it. I'm in such a good mood that I wanted to talk about Katara Ravache. And so towards the end of the show, when you guys were playing the song, I'm sitting there dying laughing at you, Stephanie, when you were sort of saying, this eyelash and sequence looks suspicious. Is this on his campaign expense? And I laughed so hard.
Yes.
I was gasping for air. But I would love to see that be his walk-on song while he's walking to the floor to present a BS bill that won't pass.
Yes.
But I will.
Thank
I will
you for appreciating You know what? Not since DeSales Catholic High School have I gotten the respect I deserve for my comedic genius. Like, for instance, earlier this morning, Lucretia, when I said G-Man Frank Luguzzi and then G-Spotman Hal Sparks and John Fugles. See? Big laugh from normal people.
Because she's a whore.
You big
slug. And she's giggly.
She's a giggly whore.
All right. No, that is Jenny from Baltimore is the giggly whore.
Yeah, Jenny from Baltimore. Get it.
This is the sweaty church whore.
So she's just sweating now.
Yes.
She's laughing because it's just rolling off.
I love you, Lucretia.
I love you, too. Oh, and right quick, can you guys play a snippet from that song anytime there's any George Santos news?
Yes.
She
would like Chiffon is Wet.
Sweaty
church whore, and she knows from Wet.
I still want someone to loop this over.
You know from Wet, because there's some whores up in this house, aren't there, Lucretia?
Oh, yeah, and fun fact, I own that 45, too.
There's some whores in this house.
Did you make my Allie Alexander Stephanie Miller bump yet? Call me a whore.
Whore?
Travis will do it. Yeah. George Santos, everybody. Do they play this when he comes down the aisle of Congress?
He lip syncs to this.
Okay. All right. Uncle Gary's here, everyone. Hi, Uncle Gary. Hi.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
I absolutely adore you,
love you back.
Hello, can you hear me? How's my audio?
It's good.
It's fantastic. Go ahead.
It's okay?
Yes.
Okay, well, great. Well, listen, I wanted to, and I'm going to try to get through this call without sobbing all over, tears of joy all over my Starbucks napkins, because I want to congratulate you and your mother.
Oh.
I'm a mama's boy who was raised in the ghetto before it became the hood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if there's anything that's going to get me sentimental is that. And I just wanted, I had some more than one point, but I'll just do this for today and call back with the other one. But I will say this much. Congratulations. And I've adored you ever since your days on CNN when I was at first exposed to you.
Oh, my.
I said, oh, my goodness, that is one bad A white chick.
Thank you.
Don't mess with her because she got one hand in her pocket and another holding Mama's Progressive bottle of wine.
Okay.
So let's celebrate, okay, my sister?
All right. Thank you, my brother, Uncle Gary. He's the one-legged gay black man on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What? One-legged?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do I still hear the sexolette? Is that a flashback?
It doesn't stop.
Or is the
once
audio
it gets in
bleeding?
Your head.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I thought I was going insane.
It's only in your head.
All right, Sue in Rockville. Hi, Sue. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Let me make sure I wish your mother a spectacular birthday. Safe travels.
Thank you.
And that is just an awesome, awesome accomplishment. Wow.
I know.
Listen, you know, George Santos is just jealous of people like you. I mean, you're an EGOT winner, right? You won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Sure, I did.
You know, you're up in that rarefied air, and, you know, people around you, Chris and Travis, just jealous of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis.
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyway, here's the thing I do want to say. As far as Republicans, you know, no matter how low the bar of decency goes, they manage to slither right under it again.
Yep.
And when you ask them, have you no decency, you know, at long last, any decency at all, they stomp on a kitten and say, are you kidding? We're just going to increase the taxes by 30%. You know, what
I'm still waiting because yesterday's story about the stealing, George Santos stealing money from the dying dog, the veteran's dying dog. And then, he stole the roommate's scarf to go to the riot with. And I'm going to say.
He stole the roommate's scarf to go to the Stop the Steal rally. So that's the irony there.
The riot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
I see what you're saying. But my point is, I'm going to say the story today, Sue, is he stopped at St. Jude's and he strangled a cancer kid with the scarf.
Well, listen, Trump steals from kids' cancer charities.
There you
go.
So
it's right in line with the Republican ethos.
Yeah.
You know, they are desperate because if they lose Santos and now one of their congressmen, I mean, I hope he gets well. He fell off a ladder, Studi.
He fell off a roof, Greg, I guess. Studi. Yeah. He's
so
one of the guys that voted against the, you know, to overturn the government. So he's, you know, he's in the Kevin caucus, right? You know?
That's right. So if they lose both of those votes because they also passed their bill to not allow voting by proxy. So if you're not on the House floor, you don't get a vote. And that gap gets real narrow, even more narrow real fast if they lose two more votes. So McCarthy and the Republicans will do anything to hold on to him.
That's right. And Clyde agrees.
And that's disgusting.
And Clyde is a himbo. Clyde's a himbo. Karen in Chicago.
He is a himbo.
George Santos just did a dog door by himself. He's a smart himbo. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. I don't want us to go long, but I just want to say, Frank Saguzzi, you know, when he says accountability is not enough, I completely agree. But let's start. Let's start knocking these people down at the top levels of the insurrection. And then just work our way down, because right now we have members of Congress who asked for pardons for their role in the sedition. Okay. And I mean, and now they're holding us hostage with this debt ceiling.
They're currently securing the homeland. By the way, Clyde really seems like he wants to say something to you. He did not enjoy being called a himbo, Chris LeBoy.
He's a himbo.
He's so smart.
He's cute, but really stupid.
He is not.
He's more of a
twink. Already learned the dog door.
No.
I'm sorry, Karen. We're having a family fight. Go ahead.
No, he's very handsome and romantic.
Thank you. And athletic. Okay, go ahead.
And athletic, yes. No, but I mean, really, these guys are terrorists. They have, you know, said how much they love Putin, and they're willing to side with Putin over democracy. I mean, I just don't know what they're waiting for.
Yeah.
There's clearly stuff that these people have done, criminal acts that they felt that they needed a pardon for.
Yep.
I just wish that they would move with the speed at which they went, moved on, you know, Biden's documents and
It means that the coup was successful. If the people that tried to overthrow the government are now running it, it means basically they achieved their goals if there's no accountability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, love you guys. Have a happy birthday to your mommy.
Thank you.
And see you on Monday.
And boo, 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 foo,
love you guys.
Yes, love you too. Boo, 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 foo, 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 foo. Okay. Oh, Earth One, while we're still here. Jim Clyburn, real quick. Representative Clyburn.
These things were self-reported.
Thank you.
It wasn't in the archives looking for stuff, issuing subpoenas, trying to get stuff. He never claimed they were his to own. These things sometimes happen, and we don't always respond appropriately because it's always hindsight being 2020.
Yep. And then he announced he's riding with Biden.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Morning Joe actually did a piece on how they keep underestimating Biden at his two-year mark, and he keeps kicking their ass.
Yep.
I hope he will announce to do so. I will leave it up to him as to what the timing ought to be. But I'm all in for President Biden. I think he's demonstrated in these 2 years, soon to be 2 years, that he is deserving of re-election. And I do believe he will be re-elected, irrespective of who the Republicans may put up.
Thank you, Jim Clyburn.
Yeah.
All right, John, our first G-man, G-spot man, John Fugelson, coming up in a few minutes.
You're a himbo, too.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by not just my cozier pajama, my cozier sheets. They're on my bed and my, because I, you know, listen, sometimes the guy that owns the show comes and stays.
Stop by.
My best friend Wanda's staying with me right now. You got to have the cozier sheets on the extra bed. Don't be a cozier sheet hog.
Are you like actually making money on the side using this place as like a hostel or an Airbnb?
It's a hostel.
Whoa.
No, it's not. You know why? It's because of my cozier sheets.
It's soft.
Yes. The softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. Cozy Earth only uses the best luxury materials. You can feel it. The finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. Elpo's favorite things, 5 years in a row.
That's cray.
Right? Cozy Earth bedding comes in six awesome colors. Super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating. I love their pajamas. The new bath towels. Check them out. OMG. Hurry. Save 35% on Cozy Earth right now. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter the promo code Stephanie. Save 35%. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Stephanie.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Genucel New Year's clearance event. For a limited time, save over 70% off Genucel's most popular package and take care of all your skincare needs. Turn back the clock with Genucel skincare and you can look 5, 10, even 15 years younger. Watch those fine lines, forehead wrinkles, sagging jawline, dark masks, skin redness, even those under eye bags gone right before your eyes. Genucel works for women and men, safe for all skin types, perfect for skin of any age. And with its immediate effects, Genucel promises results that will make you smile, guaranteed, or 100% of your money back. Right now, get Genucel's customer favorite deep firming vitamin C serum absolutely free in every most popular package. Hydrate your skin while restoring that vibrant glow. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Enter that code Stephanie at checkout. Every order placed is automatically upgraded to free shipping for the new year. Don't wait. Visit Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Ah, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr! Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full in it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
How dare you say Clyde will get by on his looks? He is very smart. He already got the dog door, and the dog door weighs as much as he does.
He tried to eat my pen.
Yes. He tries to eat my highlighter. Oh. I'm like, that's where mommy does the work to pay for the kibble.
That's not
Don't eat
smart.
The highlighter.
That's
he
just not
smart. That door full speed.
I got him that new calming bed. Yesterday is a shag rug. Right. Yeah, and he started to eat it. But then he stopped.
He'll get by on his looks.
Well, you know, that's as the genetically blessed do. Like Hal Sparks and John Fugles.
He's fighting with the air right now.
Hal and John are also smart, just because they're pretty. Stop underestimating all the himbos involved in this show.
Speaking of pretty.
Oh, by the way, do you have sugar? We have to do an update on QAnon Riverdale. What's going on? Yesterday on Patreon show, we covered that Reggie and Q, who is...
Matt.
Yeah, right. Matt Gaetz. Representative Rapey McForehead, who we also think is Reggie. He and QAnon Betty,
yes.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, are no longer friends. Betty and Veronica, as we know, are also no longer friends.
Right.
They got in a fight in the girls' bathroom.
Yes.
At the Capitol, as you do when you're grown congresswomen. Okay. Oh, in fact, let's skip to 12. Here's QAnon Veronica.
Telling the story to Dana Loesch.
Spilling the tea to Dana Loesch.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I'm just going to ask you right out of the gate, what the hell goes on in the ladies' bathroom?
Okay, so I actually kind of love that story came out because of how I was quoted. So, yeah, I mean, we're talking in the congressional ladies' bathroom. I'm there with Anna Paulina Luna, and, you know, people are upset about what's going on in the speaker's race. It had been a couple of days. We were not electing Kevin McCarthy. We hadn't received the concessions that we wanted. And my colleague from Georgia, the gentlewoman from Georgia, came up and started, you know, being kind of nasty about it.
Okay. And then we're going to get to parts 2 and 3. Of QAnon Betty and Veronica's fight.
Yes.
She said, I told her, don't be ugly. Too late for Marge.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Come on. That was the funniest thing Ellie Mastal ever said when he called Marjorie Taylor Greene unfrozen caveman congresswoman.
She has a thick brow.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's funny. Okay. And then John Fugelsang will break up the girl fight.
Yes. Next.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Southern California say 72-year-old Hu Can Tran carried out the Saturday night shooting at a dance hall that was celebrating the Lunar New Year. 10 people were killed, and authorities say Tran fatally shot himself as police approached his van. As for a motive, Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says that's not known.
Sheriff's homicide detectives are working around the clock, gathering additional information and working on determining the motive behind this extremely tragic event.
President Biden's ordered flags lowered to half staff. An ABC News Ipsos poll finds a majority of people believe both President Biden and former President Trump acted inappropriately with their handling of classified documents. The family of Tyre Nichols will view police body camera footage of a traffic stop on Monday. Authorities say Nichols tried to flee that stop, then died in a confrontation with officers. Five officers were fired Friday. This is ABC News.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And no one else had been nasty about it. Everyone had been very professional. I have seen, it was the most organized I have seen Congress since I've been there in 2 years. We had debate on the House floor, 434 members of Congress present. We were engaging in conversations. Relationships were being built and strengthened on both sides of the aisle. It was incredible. And so when she started going after me, I looked at her and said, don't be ugly.
Because you guys were kind of like BFFs there for a while, weren't you? Or no? But is that just because, you know, the media was like, look, two women in Congress at the same time?
I think the media saw two women in Congress. You know, there was nothing against her. We travel in the same circles, right. Have the same
crazy
policy
circles.
Views on a lot of things, not everything, but on many things.
Right. Cat lady, you remember the cat? Pardon, no, I just want a cat. Okay. That was QAnon Veronica spilling all the tea on QAnon Betty to Dana Loesch.
As you do.
Okay, she's not done. Hang on. Oh. The rest of the story.
Yeah, I looked at her, said, I don't have time for this. I said, don't be ugly. And that's something that my granny used to say to me when I was being a brat.
It's the most inoffensive thing you could say, I think, by the way.
Yeah, she said, don't be ugly. And
probably
so
how I would have responded.
Yeah, granny told me that a lot, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't imagine you not being
it's like,
a brat.
It sounds like a Coloradan version of Bless Your Heart.
Right, yes.
Right? That's what it sounds like.
Lauren, you're being ugly. Okay. So I left and went back to work. But, gosh, what an amazing first week.
Fight. Big bag of cats. You're all equally awful. You know, if I could count the amount of times that I have seen John Fugelsang stop a girl fight before it turns to porn, because nobody wants to see that.
With Fugelsang. With John Fugelsang.
Oh, hi, John. Hi. Hi. I've seen you stop, you know, well, they were fighting over you, the girls, but you've pulled a lot of women apart. And
well, you're confusing me with Mr. Sparks. I'm the one the damaged Catholics go to. But I really hope they can resolve this before both of them go to live the rest of their lives on Michelle Bachmann Island. Because you know how this ends.
Right.
They're all going to go live on Michelle Bachmann Island together.
Good morning, sir.
First
of all, I thought of my friend Stephen Stills first. I thought of you second. I know how many times you had David Crosby on. And he just could not have. I didn't know him as well as you did, but he just could not have been nicer and obviously just a musical giant. But I was just curious your thoughts because I know you spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah, I loved him. The first time I ever saw David perform, I was a kid working as a seat filler at the Grammys, and he sang backup for Phil Collins on Another Day in Paradise because his harmonies were so great, and he lent his voice to so many other people's records. He did my show, I don't know how many hundreds of times. I mean, during the pandemic, he was coming on every week in the first few months of it. Yeah. I have so many stories about David. I love David. David came on stage with us. We did a show right after Trump was elected. We did a show at Caroline's, and it was I got Rosie O'Donnell to come and Judah and Judy Gold. And Kroz was doing Fallon. When he got off the Tonight Show, he walked across Times Square, came to Caroline's, sat in the front row. The whole crowd couldn't believe he was there. I got him on stage, and he sat there for 25 minutes on stage with me, and we just talked. And he was a great rock on tour. I begged him to do a spoken word tour. At one point, he just said he can declare for a fact that Donald Trump has never made a woman experience real pleasure in her entire life, and the crowd went crazy. And later that night, he stole my wife's vape pen, and that's David.
That's on brand.
You know, yeah. Listen, here's the thing: there's a great movie made. AJ Eaton did a film that Cameron Crowe produced called "Remember My Name." It came out 3 years ago. We did a town hall in front of an audience with David and Cameron Crowe. We're going to air that again tonight. Because the film is a great tribute to him, and we played nothing but his music last night with the Birds, and of course with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I also want to point out, although obituaries say he's in the Hall of Fame twice, but as I said to Stephen on our show, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young is a totally different band and deserves to be in the Hall of Fame again. David almost did the Sexy Liberal show twice, but then he had some heart problems. Yeah. You might remember that 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And so much great music, and he's released five great albums in the last 8 years, and I think people should listen to his newer stuff because that's what he was so proud of. I don't know. I'm in LA next week, and I was going to go up to Santa Barbara and visit him and his wife Jan.
Yeah.
And it's amazing he made it to 81.
Yeah.
The abuse he put himself through. Yeah. And he did it because of love and creativity. That's how he lived so long.
Yeah. We were, I mean, you know, we all, I just have little memory, but oh my God, you know, you've, I'm sure, been to the Greek many times here in LA, but it's just such a gorgeous outdoor theater. And so I got to watch Crosby, Stills, and Nash from backstage because of Stephen. And, but I just was saying, you know, there's some things that you never get out of your head. And David's hair flying back, like watching him play from that close. And then also just finding out how nice he was and down to earth in person. I mean, I didn't, that's the only time I think I ever met him, you know, in person, but just amazing.
And he was fearless. He was fearless. I saw him at Town Hall once and he did, he came out at the first act just like wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And then after intermission, he came out on stage wearing a suit and tie. Like you just, you could never tell where he was going to go. And just the creativity and, you know, I'm shocked at how sad it makes me because he was 81. He lived a lot longer than anyone ever thought he would live. And but it really gets to me because after a while they become a friend and he's someone who is just such an original thinker. And I'm just I'm grateful we got to be alive when he was making music.
You were profound on Twitter just about you know in general. You said when we're old and dying and our lives are flashing before our eyes, it's going to be a drag to watch the parts where everybody screamed about the debt ceiling. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the GOP, right? That's the party of Diamond Dash.
Yeah.
You know, the party that says government doesn't work won't stop trying to prove it. And in their midterm campaigns, what were they talking about? Fighting inflation, right?
Right.
Immigration, crime, wokeness, energy independence, whatever nonsense they were saying. They never talked about the deficit. They never talked about balancing a budget. They never talked about cutting Social Security or Medicare. Don't trust any politician who says things like entitlements, okay?
Yes.
They call them entitlements so they don't have to call them earned benefits. Or my favorite thing they're saying now, reforms to mandatory spending programs. All you got to remember, friends, is this number. You ready? 1873. 18, the number of times they raised the debt limit under Reagan. Mm-hmm. 7, the number of times they raised it under Bush. And 3, the number of times they raised the debt limit under Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They are liars. And again, the Wall Street donors who own them aren't amused by this.
Yeah.
This is not going to end well for Kevin McCarthy. And it's possible the Nazi clot caucus is doing this just to move him out of the speaker's seat even earlier.
Ooh. You tweeted back at Jim Jordan tweeted, student loan, quote unquote, forgiveness will benefit wealthy elites. Once again, Joe Biden forgets about real America. And you said real America chose the Democratic candidate for president 7 of the last 8 elections. Mm-hmm. Also, wealthy elites don't have student loan debt, you godless knob. I just like when you call people godless knobs. Yeah. That's
There's godless knobs, and then there's Jim Jordan. And, you know, I should have been like Jim and just look the other way, but instead I chose to intervene.
Okay. You also tweeted, science never made me doubt the existence of God, but wealthy televangelists do. Yes. We were just talking this week because of, you know, also Lisa Marie Presley, just these anti-vaxxers, we are never going to be rid of them. Any celebrity death, I'm sure they're probably already said it about David Crosby. It's just
I know. I knew by midnight. They said, well, he was 81 years old and was a drug addict for decades. It must be the COVID vaccine.
Right.
You
know? Right.
And the same with Lisa Marie. Yeah. And, you know, when Midwin Charles died almost 2 years ago, that's what they did all day for Midwin. And none of these people cared about Midwin. None of these people care about Lisa Marie. None of these people care about David. You know, look, I'm all for questioning authority. I'm all for questioning Big Pharma. But science is science, and it works. And you're going to hear, for all the anti-vax propaganda you hear, we're not losing 3,000 people a day anymore.
Yeah.
The hospitals are not overflowing anymore. There's not a freezer truck outside Mount Sinai a few blocks from my place anymore for all the bodies. The vaccines work. Are they perfect? No. But they keep people out of the hospital. And right now, with the COVID surge, 90% of the deaths are people over 65. So, you know, it's still bad. We're not out of it yet. But again, man, it's just they're hijacking the whole thing for their anti-vaccine program. And, you know, they care about themselves. It's just they care about themselves and not other people. You know this.
I love when you, my personal comedy, Jesus, bitch slaps someone with the Bible on Twitter, as he does.
Yes.
Dave tweeted, if caring for the poor is following Jesus, doesn't it make sense that the government we elect should also care for the poor on our behalf collectively? You said, why, it's almost like you're talking about a government based on actual Christian values.
Uh-huh.
Imagine
That's what makes me stabby. Yeah. Here's the deal. I've had it with these people. Yeah, well, Jesus said help the poor, but never said the government should pick my pocket. Never said the government should hold a gun to my head and force me to be. No. You revolting fake Christian Satan. Here's the deal. In Matthew 25, Jesus says, individuals and nations, very important, individuals and nations will be judged by how they take care of the poor, take care of the sick, are kind to those in prison, and welcome the stranger. That's four things the Republican Party can't stand.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the guy who says to pay your taxes. That's render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Yeah. So again, it's like, I'd love to have a government based on Christian values, but these guys would call it socialism.
Yeah. And also, just, you know, that you keep calling out racism on Twitter. You just said, I don't know if Ron DeSantis is racist, but he sure wants the racist to think he's racist. Mm-hmm. Also, he's a godless, soulless racist.
Yeah, and he is. And we're finally beginning to talk about what a godless, racist Ron DeSantis is, because his fake Christianity is inseparable from his racism. From the wall, from his mean, cruel stunt, lying to migrants to get them on a plane so he can use COVID funds to dump them on the Republican governor of Massachusetts. Lies and a stunt, and they weren't even from his state. But here's the deal. Florida, and I love Florida. I have two parents buried there. Yeah. Florida has 3 days on their calendar that are state holidays to celebrate slavery. They have Confederate Memorial Day, that's a state holiday, Robert E. Lee's birthday, and Jefferson Davis's birthday. Right now, in this century, three different state holidays to celebrate white supremacist rape, murder, enslavement, but no state holiday for Juneteenth.
Yeah.
3 days to celebrate slavery, yeah. No days to celebrate the end of slavery, and Ron's out here smugly saying that systemic racism is a myth. It's like he keeps proving why it's real. The very people who are trying to ban what they call critical race theory are proving critical race theory right. They're trying to keep children from learning the truth because they don't want the children of racists to know about what their grandparents did.
Yeah. Speaking of, I love this in terms of racism, Jack Posobiec, he's the right wing, whatever, just said Derek Chauvin did not murder George Floyd. And you just said that moment when your racism is stronger than your own eyes. I mean, yeah.
But again, that's how you spot a racist in America right now. They're not wearing hoods and burning crosses. Those are bigots. I'm talking to racists, and they're the people who are more upset about Colin Kaepernick's knee than Derek Chauvin's. Yeah. And they're out there defending him. They're out there trying to put the victim on trial. And, you know, it's like, I've had it, Steph.
Trump is done. It's always the hypocrisy, right? The George Santos is a drag queen story this week. We don't care if you're a drag queen. We're not the people trying to ban drag performers or drag shows. So you're the only ones that would think it's bad, but, you know, or a scandal.
Look at all the violence they've exposed drag performers to by all of this rhetoric. You know, look, George Harrison said, as long as you hate, there will be someone to hate. And they know they can't hate on gay people anymore in polite society. So they'll go after transgender children, mm-hmm. transgender soldiers, and drag queens. They'll try to find any scapegoats they can get away with, right? Yeah. It's harder with Muslims these days. Oh, but illegal immigrants, we can go after them. So they go after these drag queens for months and months and months and lie and smear. And now suddenly, yeah, one of their own in their midst. But it just kind of proves they don't actually care about drag queens. They don't care about anything. They don't care about abortion. They don't care about illegal immigration. They don't care about inflation or the deficit. They care about their own power and rewarding their donors. That's the point we have to hammer home to our Republican loved ones and coworkers and friends. They don't mean anything they say.
Yeah. We've had some off-air conversations about our parents because you went through, I was with you when you went through just a really just horrible, painful period as people do that have older parents. My mom's turning 100 Sunday. I'm flying back just for her birthday. In and out, same day, 3,000 miles. But she's 100 with Alzheimer's. And, anyway, you were my role model. I have to tell you that. You were really my personal comedy Jesus, how you dealt with loved your parents to the end.
Thank you for that. Look, my mom was a geriatric nurse. And so growing up, whenever somebody in the family was dying, they came to live with us. Yeah. So I was around a lot of home hospice and I got very comfortable with it. And I was there in the room for a lot of deaths. And I made 50 trips to Asheville in 4 years. Yeah. I was going down every 3 to 4 weeks. And I so admire what you're doing. You know, anyone who's had a parent who's dying knows it doesn't matter what toll it takes on you. Love is a thing you do, not a thing you feel. And I see these photos you post of you and your mom, and I'm telling you, Steph, you will never, ever regret all the time and money and effort you expended to get over there and spend as much time with her as you can.
You,
guys, if you have older relatives in your life, please try to see them now that COVID's safer and give them love. You'll never be sorry for it. Please.
And for many of us, too, with, you know, Al, my mom is not ill. So it is not, you know, she's 100 and has Alzheimer's. And so it's, but you know, it's like the David Crosby's, Lisa Marie Presley. You just never know. You do not ever know when or where or what age. And so it's, you know, anyway, you are my parental role model. I just loved your tweet because I didn't know this. You said my grandfather Leonard was a house painter from Brooklyn who had the distinction of painting the homes of both General Douglas MacArthur and Captain Kangaroo. That impressed me tremendously as a child, but it impresses me even more today.
It impresses
that
me
is
that
a fascinating fugelsangian and fun fact, I must say.
Yeah, my grandfather, and look, my grandfather was an old, you know, he was a racist. My parents tried to explain it to me growing up. I loved him. I was holding his hand when he died. I knew he was a racist. And on his deathbed in the hospital, he agreed to have the last rites given to him by a Filipino priest. And I cannot tell you the joy I saw at age 14 in my father's face that my grandfather allowed a non-white priest to give him the last rites.
Yeah.
Like, my parents thought that was the greatest progress they'd ever seen. And this was in the 80s. And so I learned a lot from him. And Captain Kangaroo was trending, and I remember that tidbit because I think one thing you and I share is a love of history and absurdity. And painting both Captain Kangaroo and General MacArthur's house is pretty hip.
All right. Love you, John Fugelsang. I'm wearing my Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour t-shirt because we saved democracy.
And we
Sparks is coming up next hour. And you can still watch the Sexy Liberal virtual tour, sexyliberal.com, or commemorate your saving democracy with us if you'd like.
It's such a great show. It's really, really a funny political show. I want to tell everybody tonight on my show, it's going to be an encore on SiriusXM Progress of our town hall with David Crosby and Cameron Crowe about the documentary on his life. Tomorrow night, if you're in the Hudson Valley, where I've hung out with you before, Steph, I'm performing at the Phillipstown Depot Theater in Garrison, New York. I'm going to do an hour, 20-minute set with no opening act, a lot of new stuff, working out the routine for 2023.
Yay.
So you can go to my website or my Twitter to get all the information on that. Thank you guys so much.
Yay. That's what you'll hear. That's what you'll hear when John Fugelsang finishes a bit.
And we're going to see you in studio next week.
Yes.
I'll be there next week in L.A.
Yay!
You get to meet Bonnie and Clyde. Yay!
Right. Thanks,
John. John.
Thanks,
all right, guys. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by American Cruise Lines.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of trips, man, I mean, come on. There's anywhere you ever thought, like, ooh, that would be fun. Ooh, I want to learn that. I want to see that. Bam. AmericanCruiseLines.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something for everyone. How about the Mighty Mississippi River Tour? You want to do that one, Chris, because of Civil War history, Cajun cuisine in New Orleans.
Food.
You have to lure him.
Barbecue.
The caveman.
Memphis
some
barbecue.
Some sort of meat.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
You can roots of rock and roll and barbecue in Memphis. Or how about the Columbian Snake Rivers? Multnomah Falls, beautiful Mount St. Helens, Columbia River Gorge. Retrace the steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Spend less time in the kitchen with new fast and fresh recipes like falafel power bowls or Southwest pork and bean burritos, each packed with flavor and ready in just 15 minutes. With over 35 weekly recipes and 70 seasonal and convenience items, there's always something new to try, and pre-portioned ingredients, step-by-step instructions make it easy to whip up a tasty meal right at home. This year, skip that extra trip to the market, cut back on takeout, and get HelloFresh delivered instead. At 25% cheaper than takeout, HelloFresh is the easiest, most delicious way to save. Start the new year off right with a great deal on America's number one meal kit. kit. Sign up today for 22 free meals plus free shipping with the code Stephanie22 at HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22. That's code Stephanie22 at HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22.
Do you ever feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to Lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code ORBIT to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to Lomi.com/orbit and use promo code ORBIT at checkout. Food waste is gross. Let Lomi save you a cold trip out to the garbage can.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most. Like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Snuggliness. Not just new puppy dogs, but cozier sheets.
Oh,
new
yeah.
puppy dogs in cozier sheets, in my cozier pajamas. It's so much cozy.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much snuggly. The softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. Cozy Earth, only luxury materials. You can feel it. The finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is a brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding comes in 6 new awesome colors. Check out not just the jammies that I love, but I have the long and the short sleeve. Mm-hmm. Long pants, short pants.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And the new plush bath towels.
Mm-hmm.
Squee. Hurry, save 35% right now at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie at save 35%. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Marty in North Carolina real quick. Hey, Marty.
Hey. Great to talk to you. I was thinking about your mom, and it occurred to me just how incredible she really is, because by my calculations, she was 59 when she had you.
Yes, yes, indeed she was. Thank you for that, and thank you for servicing the big lie here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Hal Sparks next.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.